red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day. And under his knees was a raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay.
The red-headed stranger is not really a stranger to us. His name is Jim Stoker. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing today?
It's so nice to meet you. Last year, I heard about this event, and it was we had something planned that day because I happen to have one redhead, and this is a gathering of the most redheads in one place. This is Redhead Days Chicago, and it happens out in Highwood. Last year was the first annual.
Yes, in Highwood, correct.
And this year would make it what, Bill?
Probably the second annual. I can show you my work on that.
Yes.
Second annual. Okay.
But they just had their 10th annual in Breda, Holland, which is where this originated.
Right. I had read about that, and Holland is a bit of a travel, although Highwood's pretty far for me to get to also. But obviously there are more redheaded people in, where was the original one?
In Holland, southern Holland, near the Belgian border.
And how many people did they get?
Well, when I chanced across it 4 years ago, we had almost 2,000 for the picture in the park. And so to be in a crowd of 2,000 redheads was, you know, very different.
More people attended the event, but it was just 2,000 plus that were redheads.
Right. Well, yeah, in the picture on Sunday.
Yeah,
and it's a three-day event, but it's been going on for 10 years, so it's been building.
And you went to it, and that's what gave you the idea to do it a little closer to home, because obviously you live in this area.
Correct. And since I own a restaurant in Highwood, there's always that shameless self-promotion.
We go. Get to the bottom of it. What's it called?
It's called Alex's Washington Gardens.
Awesome.
Little
excellent
Italian place. So.
Congrats. That's nice. So what goes on at the festival? What sort of events?
Well, we're doing a lot more this year. Last year it was mostly just a gathering in the park, but we did have music and drinks and food and stuff, a lot of red drinks and red food and things. And this year we've got all sorts of things going on. We have like a children's petting zoo, pony rides. There's like a whole children's area. And then there's sort of what I call restaurant and bar row, like Miss Mary's, Bloody Mary's is coming. The Redhead Piano Bar is coming to serve wine and champagne. My restaurant is serving some of our pizza and cocktails. Van Gogh Vodka is a sponsor because, you know, Van Gogh was a redhead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Two Gingers Irish Whiskey because, you know, that's a natural tie-in. And
Like when somebody calls you a ginger?
You
or
know,
you don't care?
It's not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are worse things people have called me.
The redheaded stepchild. That comes
up that's a fun one, isn't it?
Why?
Why so negative? Why all the bad connotations? I
don't know. I mean, people will say things to us redheads, especially redheaded boys, they won't say to any other, you know, group.
They think the redheaded girls are beautiful, but they think the redheaded boys are dorky. I have one. He's not dorky. You're not dorky.
Well, thank you. You're so kind.
It's just unusual. I don't even know how I got a redhead. Mm-hmm. I know that it's a recessive gene, and my grandmother was Italian and had four redheaded sisters, but not... And why do they say redhead? It's more orange. Help me with all this stuff.
These are not things I have answers for, I can't tell you. Just being one doesn't qualify me.
Jim, when I was a kid, I don't remember ever hearing that term ginger. It wasn't until maybe 10, 12 years ago that I heard it. And you know why I heard it? And this is terrible. There were schools doing days called Kick a Ginger Day, where you'd just go up to a guy or girl with red hair, and you had free reign to kick them because they had a red hair.
What I think that started on South Park.
Yes, that was on South Park, because gingers have
Cartman,
no souls.
You know? Yes. Called us the spawn of Satan and all sorts of bad things.
That's probably not true, is it?
Probably not true.
No, of course not.
But no, I never heard ginger until about 10 years ago as well.
Yeah.
But someone did explain to me that comes from the Yiddish or Hebrew word for ginger, which means red.
Oh.
And that's where that comes from.
Makes more sense now.
Because gingivitis makes your gums bleed, which is red.
Right.
See,
right.
I figured it all.
When you solved the crime.
Thank God I took Latin, which I didn't. I was going to ask you something else about red hair, and I completely forgot about. Oh, well, I know that they redheads have the most hair. When you talk about follicles, I've done a lot of research. Once you have a redhead, you start looking it up. They have more hair follicles than any other color of hair.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
Well, I know I have a lot of hair.
Blow your mind.
You do have a lot of hair, so what Wendy says is probably true. Now, there was a story a couple years ago where they said that the redhead person will be phased out at some point. There won't be any more people with red hair, but that's not true.
No, I don't think so. But I guess there's a chance that over a long period of time it might go away, but it's nothing imminent.
Don't you think there are more redheads, or is it because I have one that I notice it more? Because I think my high school of 2000, maybe there were three redheaded kids, and now
every class. Oh, we had a bunch at our school.
Did you?
Yeah, we had a lot. And usually, not always, but usually it would be a family where they'd have five or six kids, and all of them would have red hair. You've seen that a bunch, right?
Sure.
Yeah, that happens.
But I'm the only one in my family that has red hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that just wild?
Yeah.
How that happens? When Michael was born, my mom was, she loved redheads. She said, oh, I always wanted you to have a redhead. She passed away a month after I got married. A year after that, I was pregnant, had our first baby, and lo and behold, it was like Bozo. It was red, it was orange hair. And I said, thanks, Mom. And when we went to,
those giant shoes didn't help either. Yeah. You know that in retrospect, looking back.
Here's the funniest thing, and I'm sure you've heard a lot of things about being a redhead. There was a woman, who we saw at the supermarket when we were taking Michael home from the hospital. He was a couple weeks old, maybe. And there was a woman in her 80s, and she said, oh, I love that red hair. You don't know how much I would spend to get that color in a bottle. You've heard that before,
yes,
right?
Yes, many times.
I bet I'm going to wow you with what this lady said. She said, do you know why there are redheads? And I said, no, I have no idea. And she said, you and your husband didn't do it enough. Hmm. And I said, what? Hmm. She goes, little rusty.
Oh,
little rusty.
82 years old. That's what she tells me. Had you ever heard that before?
No, I haven't.
All right,
put that
in your arsenal. Share that at Redhead Days, won't you?
I will.
Jim Stoker is here from Redhead Days. Give the website again for people who want to know.
Well, Facebook is
the best page. Way.
It's RHD Chicago. So Redhead Days Chicago, all one word, and that has the latest information and probably a picture being posted of me right now doing this. So.
Coming up on June 4th and 5th. I'm sorry, in Highwood.
Yes.
It's been a long day. All right, so both days, all kinds of events.
Yes.
You don't have to have red hair, certainly.
No,
to
it's redheads or their admirers.
Right.
And we don't check, just in case.
Okay. And, that would be awkward
but
for everybody.
One of the highlights of this Saturday is the Carrot Cake Throwdown.
So what is that?
Well, it's a carrot cake contest, basically, to see who has the best carrot cake. You know, carrot top, carrot cake.
Oh, that'd be good.
And that's
so a taste test.
Yeah, so I brought you three carrot cakes. I brought one, a beautiful one here from Nothing Bundt Cake.
I've had that. Awesome.
Beautiful.
And then the Bent Fork, which is one of the great little bakeries in Highwood, sent one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that's actually the best is the one made by my wife for a restaurant at Alex's Washington Garden. So, you know, you got to say this one's the
best. Can't wait.
How many people showed up last year for this?
1,100 redheads filled out a form and said they were redheads, and we estimate about 2,500 over the 2 days.
It's doubled.
We're hoping to double or triple that this year.
The spectrum of people with red hair, I mean, it's not just one shade. There's 30 different shades, right?
Right. And actually, that's our theme this year is 50 Shades of Red.
You know, that's playing nice. That a little
you
bit.
Guys
well done.
Are all over
that's
this.
Beautiful.
Yes. And so we have a selection of T-shirts and shades and colors.
When there's a celebrity, Jim, who's prominent and has red hair, that's good for business kind of in a way, right? If there's somebody like Christina Hendricks from Mad Men who's getting some attention.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Lucille Ball at some point, right?
Yes.
It became very fashionable. Women wanted to have their hair look like Lucille Ball for a long time. Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll continue. If you're a redhead, you can call in or you can just lie about it. 312-981-7200. It's Bill, it's Wendy, and it is Jim Stoker, founder of Redhead Days Chicago on 720 WGN. Hey, Cruisin' Wisconsin is back getting gear for a two-wheeled tour along the mighty Mississippi, the Mississippi River. That's tonight on WGN TV News at 9.
All right, Jim Stoker is here. I keep wanting to say Stecker, but in German it was Stecker, right, Jim?
Yes, that's correct.
Call him what you want. I'll tell you this for a fact. He is the founder of Redhead Days in Chicago. It's coming June 4th and 5th. Redhead Days is coming to Highland Park. On Facebook, you want to go to RHD Chicago. That's the Facebook page. All the information's there.
Kim Gordon is up in the newsroom. You have a couple of redheaded kids, don't you?
I do. I have two redheaded boys, my two youngest.
And somebody wanted to call in because I want to check the statistics on this. This is Bridget on the line. Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
Are you a redhead?
No, my daughter is a redhead. And one time we were shopping and someone stopped to talk to us and they said that she has blue eyes, and they said that having red hair and blue eyes is actually very rare, that most redheads have
green eyes.
No, like brown eyes. What color are your eyes?
I have blue eyes. My understanding, redhead in general is 2% of the population, and only half of that has blue eyes. So 1% of the population is
very rare.
Blue eyes.
I have a redheaded blue eyed monster.
He's a collector's item, Wendy. Don't sell him.
Keep him.
Keep him.
Oh, we don't have blue eyes.
Irish royalty.
Irish royalty.
Yeah,
I'll start treating him nicer.
Red hair.
Well, thank you, Bridget. You should go to Redhead Days. It's happening in Highwood.
We mentioned earlier that there has been some ribbing to the redheaded community, and Wendy guessed, and I think this is probably accurate, it's because the numbers are so rare, right? Somebody's different. Sadly, sometimes they get made fun of. I don't get it, but that's how it plays.
Yeah, I've been picked on my whole life, especially as a little kid. So you're always on the outside looking in, and you know, but we know we're smarter, faster, funnier than anyone else, but it just isn't appreciated.
You know who you're a dead ringer for? Rick Sutcliffe, who used to pitch for the Cubs. Do you get that ever?
Yeah, once in a while.
People tell you? Yeah.
Mostly lately, I get Chuck Norris. You know,
I could see Chuck Norris,
by the way. So, redheaded people, I just don't understand why they get made fun of. And as you mentioned, we talked about because you're different. But, I mean, it's just a hair color. I really don't understand it. Somebody had said that the term ginger came from Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Ginger Grant, Tina Louise.
But people didn't. You mentioned another ginger who wasn't redheaded.
Yeah, Ginger Rogers, you know, was very popular in the late 40s and through the 50s and stuff, and was blonde. Yeah, so I think she was named more for the root than she was her red hair, which didn't exist.
Well, yeah, because ginger isn't really. We talked about this off the air. Ginger isn't the red.
No, it's kind of a yellow pussy looking, you know, spice or whatever you call
when
it.
When are yellow pussy days coming to Highland? That's going to be.
Count me in.
That's going to be a
I'm
fun
a blonde.
Question.
I can fit right in.
People line up for blocks
we
to
need
get
to
into
start that.
That
for
so
sure.
Ginger is not accurate. It should be paprika.
Right.
Yeah, or cayenne, I think.
Right.
Yeah. We should change that. Have a movement.
Yeah, and redheads are spicy
anyway. You know, this is killing
anyway.
Me. Looking out the window. One of the funnest things I've been doing ever since I've been promoting this is I hand out these cards, and you walk up to a redhead, and you hand it to him. You say, I think you need this. And it just, the look on their face.
Oh, sure.
They just light up like you've never seen. And
sure, because they're getting positive attention by. For once.
Yeah.
It's really terrible that redheads get made fun of.
Well,
do you remember,
hopefully we'll grow out of it.
We're going back a couple of years on this, but the Farkle family on Ronan Martin.
Sure.
You remember them?
Right.
Was that good for business or bad for business?
That was a long
community?
Time ago, but no, that's probably not probably a good representation.
Business, right?
Yeah.
Archie Andrews was very popular
he's good
with
for
the
business.
Ladies.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of famous redheads out there, and Jim Stoker is one of them. Founder of Redhead Days Chicago. It's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday, June 4th and 5th, 11 to 6 on Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday, and we're going to have a lot of fun stuff. And the highlight, I think, is Sunday at 2 o'clock when we have one of those drone things that's going to go around and take a picture of all of us gathered in the middle of the park.
Oh, that's a blast.
And with all the same color T-shirt and the red, it'll be quite a sight. So,
what color goes well with a red-headed head, like a green T-shirt?
Green, blue, purple is my particular favorite, and that's usually the colors they've been selecting in Holland, and like last year we did blue. We did a Van Gogh blue from one of his paintings because Van Gogh's a redhead, and yesterday was like his 150th, or last year was his 150th birthday.
He looks great, by the way. Have you seen him?
He's man.
Do you cover up one ear when you're posing for the picture? go to their Facebook page. It's RHD Chicago, like Redhead Days Chicago. And, again, why don't you plug your restaurant so people can stop in Highwood and have some carrot cake.
I own Alex's Washington Gardens, which is in beautiful downtown Highwood near the metro station. There's a lot of great restaurants in Highwood and bars. And so after you come to the Redhead Days, please walk around Highwood and frequent all my neighbors and have a good time. It's a great destination town.
Jim, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me here.
Well, that's Jim Stoker, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. Kim with the news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.